I come, my blessed Saviour, now behold I come to thy kingdom. At thy tribunal sit to be an heir of bliss. The angel's joys is only heavenly bliss, sweet Saviour kiss. With lips of grace for God alone I fear. Sweet Christ, descend down with thy Spirit to sanctify my soul. Cleanse every chink from filth and stink, for I with sin am foul. O wash me with thy blood so precious, which on the cross was shed. Anoint my heart in every part, that when my body's dead, my soul may soon ascend to fair Olympus high, above the sky, amongst the saints and martyrs for to be, in grace amongst God's angels there to be in grace, a dwelling place, prepared for those who put their trust in thee. I will, O Lord, rely upon thee, that when the stroke of death hath ta'en away my life today and stopped my vital breath, I may be shadowed with thy mercies and covered with thy wings, in heaven to be above with thee, which art the King of kings. O Lord, that I, a Protestant, do die, those scandals fly, which do report that I a Papist am. But God, which knows the secrets of a prince's mind, can see and find that I am innocent like to a lamb. For all the wealth that is in Europe, I'd not infringe my oath. For grace I look, and on God's book I plighted have my troth. For which my secret protestation I never will forsake, although I die by tyranny and lose my life at stake. In heart and mind I freely do forgive all those which are my foes. Let not my blood, O Lord, in judgment rise. Let not this foul and filthy act which they commit, yet they think fit to blast that sun which gives light to the skies. In heart, Lord, I do desire that thou wouldst pass this by, that I and they which part this day may be friends though I die. For he shall certainly be blessed that loves to die in peace. Oh, that my life might free all strife, that England's wars may cease. Oh, that my wretched life a ransom now might be, this land to free from all her troubles, grievous wars and cares. Then I should think myself a happy man to die from misery, for to expel old England's poisoning wars. Yet is my state most sure and happy, though England ne'er be free. For God will scourge those that do urge his mighty majesty, and all which do transgress his statutes and will not him obey, those God will smite and put to flight that headlong run astray. O Lord, look down in mercy and compassion take, though they forsake both thee, their God, and me, their sovereign King, that when their breath departs for why they are but men, we may again meet in thy kingdom loud and praise to sing to thee, the God and great Jehovah. Omnipotent art thou, which wilt respect thy own elect and make thy foes to bow. For those which do oppose God's power and are stiff-necked too, like Pharaoh they shall plagued be, the Lord doth kings subdue. Now for my wife and eke my royal children all, before my fall, I will petition to Almighty God. That they may be preserved, to God I humbly pray, both night and day. Oh, let them not feel vassals' cruel rod, but from their foes, O Lord, defend them, even for my Saviour's sake. Now in distress their wrongs redress, and pity on them take. For they are fatherless appointed, and I am trodden down. Let Charles, my son, when I am gone, possess alone the crown. My soul into celestial heaven I do commit, a place most fit for to receive the spirit of a saint, to drink the draught of sure and everlasting life that's free from strife, where neither soul nor spirit shall not faint. Come, death, and do thy execution, for thou to me art blessed. From hence I fly above the sky unto a throne of rest. Farewell, my wife and dearest children, to subjects all adieu. Here must I die, for what and why it is well known to you. My soul into celestial heaven I do commit, a place most fit for to receive the spirit of a saint, to drink the draught of sure and everlasting life that's free from strife, where neither soul nor spirit shall not faint. Come, death, and do thy execution, for thou to me art blessed. From hence I fly above the sky unto a throne of rest. Farewell, my wife and dearest children, true subjects all adieu. Here must I die, for what and why it is well known to you.